Thank you. Welcome back. That was John Coltrane, a tune called Mr. PC. This next one, I'm not going to hide it. I'm very proud to be able to announce this next tune. I'm going to have to pronounce this correctly. This is a tune written by my son, Gabriel. It's called Sanqueo para Fina, which means song for Fina. And Fina is our goddaughter who lives in Seattle. Her name is Serafina. Gabriel wrote this tune when 11 or 12? He doesn't remember. He wrote it when he was about 11 years old. And earlier this year, he won a Downbeat Award for this composition, for Best Composition Junior High. Some other news with this, he ran a Kickstarter campaign to do a recording of this, and he went in the studio and actually recorded two original tunes with a wonderful guitarist called Keely Minucci from the band Special Effects. And he had some of those guys in the studio, and that will be out in November. So check it out on his website, gabriel7.com. You'll be able to get information about those two tracks will be released, I think, hopefully by Thanksgiving. I think I'm right in saying, I'm going to check with his mom now. This is the first time we've played this live, right? So this is the first live performance ever of this song, Sanqueo para Fina. Thank you. Thank you. Sancheo Parafina by Gabriel Seven. Do we have any artists in the audience? Art historians, Dutch painter, artist M.C. Escher. Is anyone familiar with those pictures? A lot of people are, right? For my DMA, Doctor of Musical Arts, one of my projects was to write some music based on those paintings, which is quite an interesting journey, actually, as you can imagine. And there's one which shows, it's like an island with a castle on it. It's just for floating. So this is a tune I wrote based on that painting, and it's called Castles in the Air.
Thank you.
we have to discuss which base to use next, because they have different functions and things. That was Castles in the Air, which is an original of mine, based on those wonderful images by M.C. Escher. I'm not sure if that conjures up the image of the castle in the air, but I used, for those of you musicians in the audience, I used the mysterious Aeolian mode to create the sounds on that first one. So we have a penultimate tune on this set, and we're going to continue with another tune which my one of my trumpet idols, Freddie Hubbard, used to play a lot. It's written by Herbie Hancock, and this is called Cantaloupe Island. Thank you. Thank you. You've been a great audience. We've been very happy to be here. Hopefully when we get back outside, it's less than 90 degrees now. Although pretty soon we'll be complaining about minus 20, right? So please show your appreciation before we play our last tune for Mr. Timbrion on the guitar. And I wanted to point out that actually my son Gabriel studied bass with Tim right from day one. His first bass lesson when he was about that high. I think he was 7 years old when he started. So thank you, Tim, for everything you taught him and continue to teach him. Gabriel Seven on the bass. Phil Haynes on the drums. I'm Eddie Severin. We're going to finish with a tune, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here. It was written by Pee Wee Ellis, and I believe it was the B-side to a James Brown song, and it's called The Chicken. And it's going to very much feature Phil on the drums and Gabriel on the bass. So I'm just going to leave him to it for a minute. Thank you. Thank you. Tim Brion, Gabriel Seven, Phil Haynes, I'm 87. Thank you very much again for coming out tonight. We'll hope to see you again for one of these sometime soon. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Public Radio WPSU, heard in Spring Mills at 91.5 and Hollidaysburg at 106.7. And we just heard from the Eddie Severin Quartet, recorded live in September 2018 at Palmer Museum of Art on the University Park campus of Penn State as part of the Jazz at the Palmer concert series, supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. Jazz on WPSU is supported by your annual membership in WPSU and by Spectacles, 138 West College Avenue, State College. Comprehensive service including testing for digital eye syndrome by optometrist Julie Halua. Information at 234-7788.